Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me.
Alleluia, alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak, because they knew him. Rising early, before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." And he told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
So as we begin this journey through Mark's Gospel, we also journey for the rest of this month into the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. And we've begun that with Hannah's presenting him to the temple, and now Samuel beginning to grow in faith. And his first encounter with the Lord, learning how to respond and being told to respond, "Here am I, Lord. Speak." That openness, that willingness to come to know the Lord, and that ability to be sensitive to God's presence is still something the apostles have to learn. They come to Jesus today. This is, in Mark's gospel, the very first healings that he's done. He goes into the temple and he cures the man who is possessed, and he comes out of the temple, heals Peter's mother-in-law, and begins to heal the people as they bring it. But obviously, as it says, that the whole town was there, everybody was there, everybody was excited. They wanted Jesus to heal all these people, and the apostles' response the next morning is, "Wow, we got more people. They're all lined up, Lord. We got it set up for you." And Jesus' response is, "No, let's go on to other villages. That's not where I came. It's not just to do all of this, but I'm preaching the kingdom of God. I'm preaching God's love for us, God's healing presence. I'm calling people into a deeper relationship, not just to be a miracle worker." Although he did the miracles to demonstrate that it was and he was the Christ, and he is God present in our midst. But we pray, as we also are called to listen to the Lord, that we might have that sensitivity of Samuel, that we're open to hear him and to grow in faith and love, and that we might continue to have the enthusiasm and with the apostles come to know the real power of the gospel as they became powerful witnesses and proclaimers of the gospel with Jesus. We pray that we also might grow in that faith today. And we've entered onto this journey, and it's all about knowing Christ, building that relationship with Christ, and continuing to to be attentive to his word and to the gift of his love with us.